Franca the Rebellious Baker. This is Franca. She's from Italy and moved to London to pursue her passion for rebellious baking. She sells her delicious baked goods at Broadway Market every week, and people queue for her bread. She's got a big personality. Her Italian roots shine through as she captures her customers' hearts, telling them all about the artisanal flours and her delightful twists on the Italian classics, like, for instance, focaccia with chili and turmeric. She likes her chili. Back when lockdown started, she had to bring her stall to a close. But her customers began hounding her on Instagram, begging her for her recipes and her secret ingredients, asking her to diagnose why their forays into baking have turned out just a little worse for wear. Franca, how on earth do you come up with these amazing flavors? How do you make such unique, delicious bread? I feel like I'm traveling when I bite into your sourdough chili and olive ciabatta. But it's not that hard, she thinks. You just need to be willing to try stuff out, to be inspired by other cultures, and dive headfirst into pane pitfalls before you can flourish with flour. Ma sì, Franca. Give us challenged home bakers a hand, will you? Next, we have a letter from Franca, the rebellious baker, a letter that introduces you to her Baker's Dozen planner. And you can access the Baker's Dozen planner by clicking the link in the description. Ciao, cara baker. I'm Franca Farinelli. Grazie mille for purchasing my Baker's Dozen planner. I designed it for all my fellow rebellious home and small biz bakers who love to experiment and break the rules. Several years ago, I moved from Italy to Hackney, London, to dive into the foodie scene and start a new chapter of life. I learned how to bake sourdough and roll pastries under old railway arches with artists and makers and people who had traveled far. I fell in love with the process of baking. Not only are the results delicious, but it has taught me so much about delighting in imperfect surprises, about refusing to give up in the pursuit of deliciousness, and allowing the wild magic of natural ingredients to do their thing. Making bread really is where I find my flow. When I knead the dough, I dream. I enjoy the changing texture of the stretchy, sticky dough in my hands. I relish in making a mess, and I wait in anticipation as my creation rises in the oven. And then finally, I savor each heavenly bite, no matter how funny and misshapen the results can be. Every Saturday, you'll find me at Broadway Market in East London selling my latest recipe experiments and some of my tried and true classics too. Turmeric, chili, and ajwan seed focaccia, anyone? How about some chocolate chili tarali with sea salt? Ha! I can almost hear my fellow Italians swearing now with wild hand gestures in tow. Do you know the origin story of the term baker's dozen? It began sometime in the 13th century England. The story goes that bakers were caught trying to swindle their customers by making smaller and smaller loaves while charging the same amount. The cheek, the gall. Well, King Henry III soon found out and ruled that they would be put behind bars if caught selling less than the standard. Allora, to ensure they would avoid being locked up, the bakers would throw in an extra loaf for every dozen loaves ordered, just to save their butts. No room for any error that way. Hence, today, if you go to a donut shop and ask for a baker's dozen, you'll receive 13 instead of 12. As a Friday the 13th child, I happen to love the number 13. And black cats. Who says they're unlucky? And I love to carry on that age-old baker's dozen tradition, but with an abundant heart, offering my loyal customers a free loaf, croissant, or chili chocolate twist for every 12 that they devour. It connects me to an ancient practice while I go forth and pave my own path into the future. And on that note, dear baker, I'm wishing you lots of imperfect deliciousness as you say yes to your scrumptious, unruly ideas. Avanti! With love, Franca.
Thank you for listening. And if you would like to check out Passive Income Planner Girl and all of the free resources we created for it before the price goes up at the end of June 2023, check out the link in the description or go to plannergirl.org/magic.